Anyhow, what were your normal duties on board as a purser?
Missugused olid teie purseri tavalised kohtused laeval?
Responsibilities.
Mille eest te vastutav olite?
Ma olin vastutav. Laeva hotelli osa eest, seal olid kajutid. Nendega seotud teenindamine.
I was responsible for the hotel part of the ship. All the cabins and the service relevant for the cabins.
Probleemid, mis tekisid reisijatel.
And the problems of the passengers that occurred.
What kind of problems?
Igasugused. Kõigepealt pöörduti laeva informatsiooni, kui see puudutas otseselt, ütleme, laeva hotellikult, siis lahendasime seal ise ära. Kui see puudus mingit teise asja, siis leidsime need inimesed, siis lahendasime.
Usually people turn to information with their problems. And if it concerned directly the hotel part of the ship, then we solved the problem ourselves. If it was something else, then we found somebody to solve the problem.
Were you responsible for the information as well?
Kas te vastutasite ka informatsiooni eest? Selle informatsiooni laua eest. Yes.
But not for restaurants or shops or...
Aga mitte restorani poodide või nende...
Ei.
No.
Who was responsible for restaurants and shops?
Kes restoranide ja poodide eest vastutas?
Restorani poole eest vastutab restorani direktor. Poe poole pealt on siis ütleme, ta oli nagu kaupluse ja datasüsteemi juhataja.
For the restaurant, the director of the restaurant is responsible, or the manager of the restaurant. But for the shops, it is like the head of the shops and the data systems.
Ja siis ütleme, kogu teeninduva personali tööist vastutas laeva intendant.
And then there was the ship's intendant. Responsible for the whole service personnel, service staff of the ship.
Totally,
I think.
Hotel, restaurants,
folks.
Who was that?
Kes see on?
Jaan Bergendahl.
Jaan Bergendahl.
Was it Swedish or Estonian?
Estonian, Estonian, Rootsian.
Ta oli Soome kodakondsus.
He was a Finnish citizen.
Finnish? You remember the names of those who were responsible for the shops and the restaurants?
Kas mäletate nende nimesid, kes vastutasid poodide ja restoranide eest?
Restorani direktor oli Hans Svensson.
Hans Svensson was responsible for the restaurants.
Really?
Yes.
Rootslane.
Ja...
Sweet,
yes. Tänne poole osaest oli Magnus Andersson.
And Magnus Andersson was responsible for the shops.
Also sweet?
Samuti Rootslane.
Ja.
Yes.
Why all the Swedes? Do you know?
Miks seal kõik need rootslased olid, kas te teate?
Ma ei oska seda öelda, mis ta olid. Ma olid.
I couldn't tell why.
Nad olid algusest peale, kui hakkas Estonia sõitma, siis kuni selle ajani, kuni ma sõitsin.
They were there from the very beginning. And then also when Estonia started to go on this route, and also up to the very end.
How many Swedes were there? There were the, those we made, and one Jurjavik.
Kui palju rootslasi seal oli? Olid need, keda me nimetasime, ja siis oli veel Jurjavik.
Jurjavik oli, siis oli vanem kokk, oli Mikael Dahlin.
There was also the chef, Mikael Dahlin.
Siis oli...
Was chef?
Yes. The chef of the restaurant.
Konverentsi pooledalt oli Karinta. Karita Tavats, just nimelt, Parasinski.
And then where was Karita Parasinski on the conference side?
Laost oli Toni Heinonen.
And in the storage or storehouse there was Toni Heinonen.
Well, those people, the Swedes, were they employed by Escor, Estonian Shipping Company, or Estlaco?
Kas need rootslased võttis tööle Eesti merelaevandus või Estline?
Ma ei oska kahjuks sellele vastata, ma ei tea, kes need täpselt tööle võttis, kellega neil olid lepingud sõlmitud, aga ma lihtsalt tean, et nad töötasid laevas sellist ametikult. Ja kas nad, no põhimõtteliselt nad laeva rollis olid kellegi?
I couldn't tell you who hired them and who they had contracts with. I only know that they were employed on board in the and did the jobs I mentioned.
So it was not an all Estonian crew then? Some of the bosses were Swedes.
Nii, et meeskond ei koosnenud ainult eestlastest. Juhtkonna hulgas oli ka rootslasi ja soomlasi.
Jah.
Yes.
I am a little bit interested of the role of those Swedish fellows or one of them was Finnish, but...
Mind huvitab natuke nende Rootsi ja ühe rootsimeeste ja ühe soomlase rolli.
Milline rolli?
Their role in what sense?
For example, it's you were the only one who was Estonian, and why not a Swedish or Finnish, do you think?
Kui need üle jäänud olid kõik rootslased ja teie olite eestlane, nüüd te arvate, miks ka hotelli purser ei olnud rootslane näiteks?
Miks seda öelda alguses ta põhimõtteliselt oli?
I can't tell that. At first he was, in fact. There was a Swedish person.